Many times when we are under conviction, we find ourselves getting upset or angry, just like with King Asa, and we want to take it out on other people. But it's not the messenger or the prophet or preacher or pastor or evangelist or Sunday school teacher. No, the real issue is with the heart. My friend, is your heart humbled enough to receive correction from the Lord?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we're dealing with the journey of King Asa. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, it says, "The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you will seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." So although Asa sought the Lord, doesn't mean that he did everything perfect. It doesn't mean that he didn't make mistakes, because we know that he did. Asa traveled a long way with God before getting off track. His sin was not so much deliberate disobedience as much as it was choosing the easy way rather than the right way. And how many of us have done that before? You see, by nature, we want the easy way. We look for the path of least resistance. You know, what's good for me? What's in it for me? And sometimes we do that which is easy rather than that which is right. He didn't always do this, but we'll talk about that in a later program. But sometimes in our journey, we begin to let down just a little bit in some areas in our lives. We begin to give in just a little bit. And the next thing we know, we're doing that which is easier, but not that which is necessarily right. You see, my friend, Asa did something that God was not pleased with. And when he was confronted by the prophet of God, he went into an absolute rage. I mean, he was angry, mad, fuming. Therefore, King Asa put the prophet in jail, and he also took out his anger on his own people. Now, my friend, sometimes when we're upset or when we are under conviction, we get angry and we take it out on others. It has nothing to do with the other person, but we take it out on them anyway. Why? Because there's this inward turmoil. There is this inward conflict, war, if you will. And rather than receiving the message from God, we get mad at the messenger, at the preacher, at the evangelist, at the guest speaker, at the Sunday school teacher, and so forth. But rather than heeding the word of God, rather than changing, we try to justify our actions. And this is what happened to King Asa. Listen, the problem wasn't with the prophet. The problem was with Asa's heart. It was a heart issue. See, Asa rejected the correction and refused to admit his failure to God. Perhaps his greatest failure was missing what God could have done with his life if he would have just been willing to humble himself before the Lord. His pride got the best of him, and it ruined his reign. Oh, my dear friend, in fact, it seems that he stubbornly held on to his failure even to his death. You know, when he was sick, he had the opportunity to call on God, to cry out to the Lord, but he did not. Friend, does this attitude sound familiar? Can we identify with some kind of failures in our own lives that we have continued to rationalize rather than admitting them to God and accept his forgiveness? You know, things could be so much better if we would just humble ourselves to the living God. Listen, the end doesn't justify the means, and such a belief leads to sin and failure. The stubborn refusal to admit our failure due to sin can become a big problem. Oh, yes, it can. Because it makes us spend time rationalizing instead of learning from our mistakes and moving on. It's possible that many Christians are just plain stuck in a rut because they refuse to admit and confess their sin or failure to God. They have too much pride. Therefore, we end up like King Asa that started right but didn't necessarily end right. There could have been a different outcome, my friend. Things could have changed. It could have ended up differently if only he would obey the word of God. I'm not saying that King Asa didn't make it to heaven. I'm just saying that God could have used him even in greater ways. If only he would have repented of his sin and pride and humbled himself before the living God, it would have been different.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.